Why is it called? Can you say yet why it's called the 38 degrees? Again, you're holding back. Normal?
Yeah, no. 38 degrees is a number of two things. One, lots of things happened when I was 38 that made a big impact on my life and changed certain directions with things. So the year for me was important in that sense. And also, there's a really good political website called the 38 Degrees that highlights policy, governmental policy, and issues that are important to us all. And give you an opportunity to join petitions so that you can petition MPs in greater numbers. So if it's something that you feel positively or strongly about, rather, you can go to the website and you can pitch your idea or your belief or what something that you want to communicate, and people on there will look at it and sign your petition and put it forward to our MPs. So it's kind of like a funnel to bring a lot of people together on important ideas, and that was something that I wanted to highlight with this album. And highlight in the writing on the album, because there's a lot of political spinning in some of the lyrics as well. And I don't do that very, I mean, I do it, but I don't do it so laid bare. I always try and mix it up with a little bit of this and that. So there's lots of stuff on the album, but there are quite a few more political angles that I've written about on this album, like Not In My Name is a song that's on there, and The Scar Runs Deep, obviously, and The Burrito of Human Sadness, which I have yet to show everybody, which I enjoy, which is about depression, you know, The Burrito of Human Sadness. That's what you do when you get depressed. You wrap yourself in a duvet and disappear from the world. A burrito, a human burrito. There you are. So, that's why it's called the 38. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and the thing is with Paolo's music as well, it isn't just, you don't just write love songs. You know, some people, and there's nothing wrong with people who, you know, everybody's
different.
Yeah, but you write interesting lyrics. They're thoughtful lyrics.
Thank you.
Your album, you were saying about some of your fans, because you've got fans all over the world, and you got a very good, you got a very good review from one of them, didn't you? About saying you were
Oh, I'm fortunate in that sense. I'm tickled that anybody listens to the stuff I do. You know, when you're playing around in obscurity for 20 years, the fact that people actually make the effort to listen to something blows your socks off. I get reviews sent over to me, blog posts and all that kind of stuff. And I'll say it, but I feel slightly embarrassed.
Oh, just get on and say it. It's great.
Well, one of the bloggers came back and said that they, upon hearing The Scar Runs Deep and then looking into the back catalogue, they had the same feeling of listening to my music as they did when they first heard Jeff Buckley and the Grace album. Which, to me, you know, for any musician, being connected with a successful musician like that is wonderful, isn't it? And I'm a big Jeff Buckley and Tim Buckley fan, and Robert Plant sits in there as well. And I think that, with a bit of Queen thrown in, kind of sums up my vocal style the majority of the time. So, yeah, that blew me away. You know, someone was like, hey, it sounds a bit like Jeff Buckley's Grace. Awesome. So, yeah, I'm very lucky in that sense.
Yeah. It's nice to get a good review.
Isn't it? You know what I mean?
And you've got others as well, which we're going to talk about.
So that's one. Let's keep going.
there's many, but we'll talk about the John Peel Centre in a while.
Sure.
Do another song for us, because I want to try and get another tune in, and another tune, because we like live music in the studio.
Well, I wrote this one a while ago. I played this one with a mate of mine, Dave McPherson from In Me, and we duetted this ages ago for a laugh, a drunken duet, you know, like you do. So I'm gonna play this. Being that I'm in Brentwood, this is his hometown, his stomping ground. I'm going to play this, dedicate it to the boys. I know that they've just signed a new record deal, so good on them. This is called Vanilla Skies. We're just two oversensitive atoms. I came here alone. Yes, solitude pattern. Oh, but living this dream won't make it alright. I got to blame my fate just to look in your eyes. Under vanilla skies. Under vanilla skies. All the play. Oh, our collective shells. Yeah, we span around electric lights, an easy sail. there's a look in the